fever assessment in children is vital in clinical practice. This study examined the compliance with fever assessment in our hospital according to the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence guideline. We found that while certain aspects were adequate, namely the thermometer type, route, frequency of temperature and heart rate measurement, and appropriate antipyretic use, there were areas that needed improvement, including capillary refill routine assessment, temperature assessment, 1 to 2 hours after antipyretic administration, and refraining from tepid sponging. These findings emphasize the importance of continuous quality improvements in pediatric care to enhance adherence to evidence-based guidelines and improve patient outcomes.